This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Hey guys, and welcome back to the channel. It is the one you've all been waiting for. I've been asked for this interview so many times. I'm really, really pleased to be joined by Kirk from Cherry's Red Army, who caused a stir amongst the Wolves fan base at the start of the season with his opinions and honest opinions on Gary O'Neill and what was going to happen for the rest of the season. Listen, he didn't come on back, have to come back on to do this interview. So I'm really grateful, Kirk. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Thank you for having me back on again. And it was interesting at the start of the season before a ball was kicked. And very much a lot has happened since then. So I was comfortable in coming back on. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some in your opinions. And I'm looking forward to this conversation we're going to have ahead of this kickoff on Wednesday.
Absolutely. And mate, listen, I know you're coming to the game as well, which is absolutely fantastic coming up. And to be fair, Bournemouth have had a really good season in the end, a bit of a sticky start, like Wolves, to be honest. And Areola's done a really good job, and you must be enjoying the football that Bournemouth are playing. And you're literally going to this game, I think, a point behind Wolves at the start of play.
Very much so. I think it took a while to get going. It always was going to be the case, Dave, because new philosophy, change in direction, new manager from a different country. And once we started to get a point or two on the board, then we started to roll. We have had some fantastic wins at Old Trafford. We've had some great runs. Iriola's knocked some of our Premier League stats out the park this season. So he's taken stats off Eddie Howe. And we're in a position now where we are fighting for 11th, 10th with you. And I think my target at the start of the season was if we finished 12th or 13th, that would have been a great, great, great position for us, because Bill Foley, our owner, is very much looking forward to European football in 3 to 5 years. So we've had a good season. It's looked to be a pretty good season for you as well, as we'll discuss. And I'm very much enjoying watching exciting football under Andoni Iriola.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to get stuck into the game. Of course, we're going to be talking about the match and your thoughts ahead of that one, because it's going to be, as I say, there is around about £2.5 million at stake per place. And, so both teams will be looking for that result. But let's go back to the start of the season. A few of the words that you said during the video. And we have got a little clip that we're going to play for you guys in a minute with what Kirk says. And then he's going to come back with his comments off that. And he'll obviously have some comments for me as well. You said Gary O'Neill had won the lottery, getting the Wolves job. You did say that the Wolves fans would have to have some patience to start with him. You said, ask the question, why would the Bournemouth owners switch if he was any good? You didn't really know what he was. He said he had no identity, no philosophy, no astute tactically. He said, but he would work hard. He is the sort of person that would get, an arm around the players. And you could see it going one of two ways. Well, we're going to play the end of that video to Kirk. And then we're going to come back with your thoughts on where we are now and get more deep into the deep with it. So I'm just going to put this on the stage, which is the previous video, which has had over 12,000 views. And if you just stay with us for a couple of minutes, this is what Kirk had to say at the start of the season towards the end of that video to summarise when Gary O'Neill was appointed and we asked all his opinions.
Absolutely delighted that we have switched it up and gone for Andoni Iriola. However, if Gary O'Neill ends up being this genius coach that has a philosophy and identity that frightens teams in the Premier League, then we've made a massive mistake. Do I see that? Absolutely not. Basing that on 37 games of 90-minute football I watched last season, I don't see it. I think you'll be headhunting a new coach at Christmas, and it will be a low financial risk. I don't know what your finances are like completely, but I think that's why you've gone for it. I think the Wolves board are hoping it does turn out to be a genius decision. I don't see it. I'm sure you're going to be hoping that's the case and you'll have everything crossed. I don't want Wolves to finish above Bournemouth. I know I've predicted Wolves to go down in the videos that we've done, but anything can happen in this game. We know that. It will either turn out very well for you, or, as I've predicted, it will not end well and you'll be looking for a new coach in December.
Well, those were your words and your comments then. Obviously, we're not going down, which is great. We're both fighting a mid-table. Both were in kind of like hoping to have aspirations going forward in the European football now. Things have turned out well for you with Iriola. But I think equally, things have turned out a lot better than you expected for Wolves under Gary O'Neill. Reflecting now on the job that Gary O'Neill's now done at Wolves and getting to see a bit of the Wolves team and what he's done, what are your views now, six, seven months on?
I know, a long time ago that feels like now, Dave. And I know if I go
9 months on, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like if I dive into those comments again, it did open a lot of conversations, a lot of debate. What I will put on the table right now is I was being completely honest. Sometimes look too honest and I'm just putting it straight how it is and speaking as a fan and what I saw with Gary O'Neill as Bournemouth manager. And we have to very much look at the dynamics of what I said. And I stick to a lot of those opinions in what I said, Dave. Is Gary O'Neill a genius coach? I'm still not sure he is. Remember, I'm now watching Wolves and Gary O'Neill from a distance. I'm looking at some stats and I'm just hearing a few things. You had a slow start and it looked like what I was saying, you were going down the path, and it looked like what a lot of what I was saying was going to happen was happening. I can remember you having a tough couple of weeks. I can remember you having a tough time in the cup. And I can remember seeing some comments from Wolves fans going, is Gary O'Neill this guy that we need right now? And then you turned the corner. I think you had some big wins against some big clubs. We saw that at Bournemouth as well, but you got wins against Manchester City. Correct me if I'm wrong. You beat Tottenham. And he seemed to have turned a corner. He has relied on some really talented players you have, and Neto and Hwang and Kunya, they've really stepped up to the plate and you're in a great position. And I think you put it right well. I think that Wolves fans look like they're happy now. You're in a position where you're fighting for mid-table. We're exactly planted where we want to be. A big thing for us switching it up was that we wanted more exciting football. You know, we sat on the back foot under Gary O'Neill. We tried to pick teams off. We had to convert chances very highly. Where with Iriola, we are shooting, well, we were in a very good period of the season a lot. We were having more shots than any other team in the Premier League. Our downfall was not converting enough, because we would be higher in the table if we could take more chances. But we are on the front foot. We do press. We do try and nick the ball higher up. And it's aggressive. Sometimes it puts us on the back foot if we are out of position in the press. But going back to the point, I think you are happy as fans, and as Wolves fans, you've got Gary O'Neill and seems to be doing an okay job, and Iriola is doing a fantastic job for us. So you win some, you lose some in your opinions. I'm sure the conversations will continue. I mean, I can throw it back to you, Dave, if you want. I mean, is Gary O'Neill this coach that you see a philosophy and identity? Because I also saw in some games where you're winning fixtures, he would then switch up and bring negative players on, take attacking players off, and then you would see the game change. And that's what we saw as well, where with Iriola, we were switching attackers for attackers. So although it's 1-1, 2-1, we're still going for it. We're still trying to win the game 3 or 4-1. And that's a massive difference between coaches, I think, in Iriola and Gary O'Neill.
First off, mate, the first thing, I wish we could switch attackers for attackers because, like, you know, it's, I don't know, well, you're aware, Wolves have got so many attackers that are out, like Neto. Can you come back? He's injured. He got injured again. Wang's been out. Bellegarde, knees, you know. The only one that survived was Sarabia. You know, Fabio Silva was sent out on loan. Sasha Kalajic went out because he wasn't getting any game time. He's now injured again. We've been playing, you know, academy kids up front. We've been really... So it would be a nice option to have attacking players to switch out. We've even had Mario Lemina, Tommy Doyle playing it, and Ryan Aitnuri playing in forward sort of positions as well. In terms of an identity, that was one of the things that you said, that you couldn't see any identity, no philosophy, no technical astuteness. Now, I'll be honest with you, mate. When Gary O'Neill was first appointed, what you said really went into the narrative that was going around with Wolves fans at the time, because it wasn't a glamour appointment. It was Gary O'Neill who'd managed Bournemouth. He kept them up. He was kind of like, you know, cheap option, like you said, kept Bournemouth up. You know, and he got the tag as he looks like a PE teacher. We had a very difficult start in terms of fixtures, which were always going to be difficult. Obviously, Gary did come in 3 days before the start of the season. The first game against United at the start of the season, the Friday night football, you probably watched that game, actually, the start of the Premier League season. Wolves were magnificent. Now, was that carryover from some of the stuff Lopetegui was doing? I don't know, but we should have got something out of that. We had difficult games. We were 2-0 up away against Ipswich in the League Cup. And capitulated, and we'd seen ourselves capitulating in a few games. And then we played Manchester City at home, and we beat them 2-1. Unbelievable performance, very tactically astute, how he'd worked out how to exploit them. And then he went on to Monday Night Football. You must have seen that video when he went on to Monday Night Football on Sky. Hopefully you've seen it. But it was a real insight because it broke down tactically what he was doing on the training pitch and how he implemented it into the games. And that kind of result, and then what happened after and how he came, we got to see a lot more about Gary, who he was, how smart he actually is tactically and what he's all about. And from that moment on, it's really turned for him. And we've gone on to have a really, really successful season. So Gary's set out that his philosophy, there are some managers, if you look at the manager of Tottenham, I try to think, Popsicle, I always call him, Popsicle, yeah, you know, he will just play the same way every single game. He will just sit there with a high line and you know what you're going to get. That's how he will play. Gary, when he was doing his interviews and talked a bit more about what he said, he's tactical and his philosophy, he will change to the opposition. He has a bar of where he wants to be. He looks at it and then he tweaks it down or up depending on the opposition and what he's got available to him. And that has helped us beat Tottenham home and away twice, Chelsea home and away twice. We should have beaten, you should have got 4 points out of United, you know. Arsenal on the other day, we've got, you know, 10 outfield players and the team played really, really well. So he's got them an understanding what they need to do. Ideally, I think he wants to play a back four, but he realised that he hadn't got the personnel to do that. He'd switched to a back five, occasionally goes to a back four, had a good run in the cup. Has he made some mistakes in some of the decisions that he's made with substitutions? Just like any manager, yes. But I see that Wolves have got an identity. He has a philosophy. We seem to understand it. He is united a divided fan base. That was really at each other during the summer, and in a short time he's pulled together to the fact that he has been mooted to be in contention for manager of the year. I don't think he'll get it. I think Unai Emery probably from Villa. I think Rob Edwards keeps Luton up. I mean, Areola's done really well as well for Bournemouth. I don't think he should just go to Pep Guardiola or Klopp or Arteta just because they've got the squads they've got. Mm. But he's done a great job, and he's, you know, Wolves fans have been concerning about him going somewhere else, and he's even been linked with, I think, Milan today or something like that. He won't go because I think Gary O'Neill wants to have some stability and build something. But he's kind of really well liked by the fans. He's very clear. He comes across in his press conferences. He needs to be backed in the summer because he's had not a lot to work with. And if they back him, and the acid test again will be what happens next year and can he take us into those European positions. But yeah, I'd say he has got an identity and philosophy as from where we've been watching him now for 34 games.
And I would add that, you know, he has sort of won the lottery. That's not me being disrespectful. I mean, the guy's come from being a coach at the Liverpool Academy. He then joined us under Jonathan Woodgate. He then stayed with Scott Parker. And then obviously he took the interim and then was given the full-time task of trying to keep Bournemouth in the Premier League, which he did. Do I think Tommy Elphick could have done this as well once the money was pumped in January and Bill Foley really put money behind the squad to try and keep us up? I reckon he probably could. Sean Cooper, as part of our coaching staff, probably could have done it as well. So it's not like he's this miracle man that someone or some of the sort of media are making out, but he did a good job and he was in that hot seat, and that's fair enough. And he's got this chance at Wolves. What I'm saying is it takes a lot of coaches, a lot of time to build those foundations and go through those emotions through the leagues to get a small shot at the Premier League. And really, Gary O'Neill's done it through a little bit of luck, getting put in that position, getting some wins, doing enough to convince the club to put him in that full-time position. And fair enough, look, it's great to hear for you guys, because as we said off air, Dave, you're happy as Wolves fans that you feel like you've got the coach that you want and you need. And we're very much happy. I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of Bournemouth fans that we've got the coach that we've wanted. You know, it's exciting football for Bournemouth fans. We are positioned where I hoped we'd be at this point, which we are 12th, 13th. If we can push 11th, 12th, fantastic. And I think it's great for both sets of clubs.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. And I think, you know what, it's nice when something works out, isn't it? And I will be honest with you, because like I had a few WhatsApps with Kirk and he was talking, and you know, at the start of the season about how it wasn't going so great for Gary, and then it turned. And I said about it was Areola. I was thinking if he doesn't win a game, I think he'll be the one that'll be out before Christmas. And then it turned for you guys. You went on a really good run. You play some good football. Solanke's, I mean, he's been 17 goals and X amount of assists. I wish we had him in our team and someone like that that can put the ball in the back of the net. And Bournemouth, it's obviously, like you said, he's taken the owner's made the call. It nearly went wrong, but he stuck with it. And I bet you there's a lot of Bournemouth fans at the time that were probably calling for his head. But a cool head was kept by the owners, and now you're reaping the rewards. So let's, you know, I'm really, really grateful for you sort of like, you know, backing up and explaining more your views. And obviously now you've seen Gary, like you're saying, it's working out for us. But let's move on to the game now and your thoughts ahead of this game, because Bournemouth are literally, I think, a point behind us. There is dosh at stake. Mm-hmm. Wolves do have a bit of a dilapidated squad, unfortunately, and we've got, you know, very, very short on forward areas and what we can put out. We've got a very thin squad with decimated by a lot of injuries. What's the state of the Bournemouth squad, the Cherry squad? What style of play can we expect from Areola? How are you expecting to set up for the game?
So I don't want it to come back from Wolves fans now that if we beat you on Wednesday, it's because your squad's thin. Because I tell you what, Dave, our squad is not in great shape either. We've got a real lack of players in wide areas to a point where we've had Milos Kerkez, our left back, natural left back, playing left wing at Villa at the weekend. So I expect us to set up with Neto, who's a goalkeeper that just puts nerves all the way through me. He is our number one goalkeeper at the moment. That's a position we need to look at in the summer because he, for me, is the number two. So there's my concern instantly is the goalkeeper. We'll probably set up with a back four that might be Smith, Sabani, played every game this season for Bournemouth, Senesi, and maybe Lloyd Kelly at left back. If it's similar to the weekend, we'll then have Kerkez wide with maybe Dangu Tara, Cook and Christie, Kluivert through the middle, and then obviously Dom Solanke. He got his 18th league goal of the season. However, if we can get some players back fit, what I'm hoping for is we can see Semenyo, who's been absolutely a complete amazing player for us this season, scored some crucial goals, really direct, likes to run at the fullback, happy to shoot on both feet. If we can get him in the side, he's been out with an injury and an illness, I think, but he might be close to a return. Tavernier's definitely out. Someone who got the winner at Wolves last year, if I can remember, 1-0. So Tavernier's out, which is a shame because he's a massive player for us in attack and defensively. But if we set up like I hope we set up, Dave, we'll be on the front foot looking to press you high. I don't know if you do play out from the back or whether you try and knock it long, but we'll try and nick the ball as high up. We'll try and get Kluivert into spaces. We'll try and get Dom Solanke in the box, of course. And we will try and pepper that goal as much as we can because it's a big opportunity for us to go above you in the league, which might be the first time this season. We're both chasing down that 11th or 10th position. You beat us earlier on in the season when we were down to 10 men for 30 minutes and our goalkeeper decides to make a rash decision in the last few minutes. So lots to play for. Gary O'Neill against Andoni Iriola, Wolves against Bournemouth. There seems to be this little mini rivalry. It's not really a rivalry, is it? But there's this little bit of taste added to it through what's happened. And I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm glad you're looking forward to it because so are we, you know, looking forward. As to how do Wolves play, Wolves do tend to play it out from the back. We were doing that all night against Arsenal. It does frustrate the fans sometimes. We do try to switch the play. Obviously, we've had to adapt a little bit of the way that we play with the amount of, you know, forwards because we've got a lot of pace when they're on the pitch. But, like, you know, we've lost some really, really big players that can hurt teams. And unfortunately, because we've lost them, it's kind of hurt us. And our recent results have been going between sort of a loss, a draw, a loss, a draw, a loss, a draw. So the last few games we've been struggling, but you know that's because of the depth of the squad. However, Wolves are against Arsenal the weekend. You know we could have been on the end of an absolute hiding. They scored at the end of each half. We actually hit the post as well. It could have been very different. And even with the resources that we had, he got them playing. And most fans came out of that game really, really pleased with the performance levels. So. For me, they're not on the beach. They haven't got their flip-flops on. I'm sure Bournemouth won't have their flip-flops on, even though probably you guys can literally go and walk out and be on the beach really, really soon. We're in the middle of the country. We've got a long way to get to any beach. you know what I mean? But, like, yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting game. You know, we need a win. We haven't had one for a little while. So we're hoping that we can get that win. It'll be interesting to see who he gets back on because, like you know, it's not just that we had both our main wing backs out against Arsenal, Ryan Aitnouri and Nelson Semedo, who have been pretty much ever present. Now Aitnouri did come on, but he had a bit of an injury. Semedo's played so many games, and he was just basically, you know, stress injury. Whether he'll eat or not, he'll be free. I said after the Arsenal game, we've got an effect. We've got to play City and we've got to play Liverpool away before the end of the season. But to me, the Bournemouth game was a more important game because it's, you know, either of us are not going to go down. Mm-hmm. Either of us are not going to get Europe, but we can finish above each other, and we need the money in the summer. So I'm sure that it's a game that we definitely want to be winning, because we win that game, we push 4 points clear of you. It's going to be with 3 games to go, it's going to be difficult for you then to get past us. If we draw the game, it's still, you know, we've got City and Liverpool to play as well, but we have got Luton as well. But like, that's the sort of game that we'd struggle against Luton. So what are your remaining fixtures that you've got?
Yeah, so we've got Brentford to come. We got obviously you lot away. I'm trying to think if we've also got Brighton left as well. So we've definitely got some winnable games. Yeah, we got Wolves away, Brighton at home, Arsenal away, Brentford at home, Chelsea away on the final day of the season. And looking at your fixtures earlier on as well, I can see, like you've said, you've got Luton next, City to come. So it's going to be tasty, because there is money to play for. Both clubs are going to want that for lots of reasons. They're going to want the rights as well to finish higher than each other, weirdly, I suppose, maybe, maybe not. So it is an interesting game, but I am looking at your form of late. I mean, I know we've been unfortunate in the last few weeks. We threw away a lead at Luton. We should have beaten Manchester United. And I'm looking at your form, and if the run continues for you, this should be a draw. Because that's what your current pattern is.
That's the rotation that we're on at the moment, yeah.
Your current pattern is a lose-draw, whatever. So, yeah, but, I mean, I'll give you my score prediction in a moment. But I am hoping it is going to be... I mean, was Gary O'Neill resting some players for this game? When I look at the lineup that he put out for Arsenal, like you said, Ait Nouri on the bench, there were some players on there that would have been regulars. I mean, was he looking at... Did he have one eye on this game?
Well, I potentially think maybe because Semedo not starting and Ryan Ait Nouri, that he did come on, but he had an injury. So he's kind of kept him on, brought him on a little bit. We haven't got a lot because literally, as he said in the Arsenal press conference, aside from the keepers, we've only got 10 fit first team players that he could choose from. I mean, we've missed Dawson, who's had a groin injury, experienced head at the back. So yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that the likes of Semedo and Ryan Ait Nouri get a start. Doherty and Bueno played in the sort of wing back positions. I don't think Doc had the best of games, but in midfield, he'd also basically Mario Lemina. He didn't start him either. He brought him on later in the game. So, but he gave Boubacar Traoré a start, but we managed. And so those three players could be in the starting lineup. Wang Hee-chan started, even though he's just coming back from injury. So he might start again. He might start in with Sarabia and see the two of them paired together. Be interesting to see. But I guess we'll find out a little bit more in the press conference. And then when the teams come out an hour before kickoff on Wednesday evening. So just to finish off on, mate, listen, been a brilliant chat. Thanks ever so much for coming back on and doing this, because you could have ducked out quite easily, but you didn't. So respect.
Come back on. I did say at the start of the season, let's see how it plays out. Definitely was going to watch from a distance. I said, I'll come back on. And this fixture on Wednesday, I'm really looking forward to, as I've said.
Well, mate, respect for that, because you could have ducked out and you kept your word and you did come back on. So that's fair play to you for that. And hopefully people in the comments and the chat give you all the respect for doing that. So score prediction then, what's your gut feeling? What are you thinking for this game?
So I have no doubt that Gary O'Neill wants a Premier League double over AFC Bournemouth. And I'll also throw this...
Can you say that again, mate? You broke up a bit then.
Apologies. I said I have no doubt that Gary O'Neill wants a Premier League double over AFC Bournemouth. So that's in his eye line. What I will say to Wolves fans is we have had 16 away games, Dave, and we've scored in 15. And that's also a record for AFC Bournemouth. So we do score at the Molyneux on Wednesday night. We have to put right what happened earlier on in the season. I'm hoping it's 11 against 11 for 90 plus minutes. And it is Wolves 1, AFC Bournemouth 2.
So you're going for a 2-1 victory to the Cherries?
I'm reversing it.
Well, mate, I hope we do the double, because that would just put the cherry on top, to be honest, mate. So let's that'd be great. Well, at least hopefully we'll get... The other thing is, hopefully we'll get to meet you, because you're coming up to the game as well. So hopefully that would be nice to organise that, guys. So, yeah, listen, Kirk, thank you ever so much. How can people find you at the Red Army on socials? I've tagged you in the description, by the way, the channel. How can they find you?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine. We are on a bit of a pause at the moment on the channel for more than one reason. So we won't have much content, well, for this game, but you can find me on X at Kirk Tovey, and I will definitely be tweeting some stuff from the Molyneux on Wednesday night. But yeah, you can still subscribe to the channel. I'm sure we'll be back in the future. But thank you for having me on again, Dave. Good luck with the rest of the season. And let's see who finishes highest.
Let's see, indeed. All the rest, mate, and hopefully catch up with you at the weekend. And, you know, as you say, it's kind of like both of us will be in the Premier League next season, but I'm hoping that we get that extra bit of dosh, you know, because we need it more than you at the moment. All the best, mate. Cheers.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.